This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay.
Hello.
So, what a boring week.
Not much gone on at all.
Well, I had some quite unexpected good news.
What was your unexpected good news?
Well, you know, I had my breast enlarged a few years ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was awful. I had like little CDs and totally invalidating.
Absolutely.
Was I even a woman?
Well, exactly.
So I went to this nice fella called Zach. And he just dangled a crystal in front of me and like spoke some magic words and loads of slogans, can't remember what they were, and he magicked my boobs, and now we have this magnificent rack.
Fucking
that you see.
Amazing.
Did you think these drinks were sitting on a coffee table?
No,
my massive he was good, he was so good. Anyway, so he was a nice fella, and I saw him on Piers Morgan the other day.
Oh yeah,
Zach. Yeah, Zach. I don't know what he was up to. I couldn't hear over the sound of my retching, but but he was I don't know what he was on about. But yeah, so that was nice. Nice to see he was doing
great.
Well.
Yeah. Good to see. He's a happy chappy. Yeah, he's still out there. Yeah.
The tit bigger, the tit whisperer.
Oh, the tit whisperer.
Well, now he's just a tit, isn't he? Yeah. So what have you been up to, Claire? Anything good this week?
Oh, not much. Well, this episode we're actually going to be calling We Need to Talk About Philia. So I was at Philia.
Oh my God, you were there.
I was there in the drama.
On the front line.
But as usual, I missed all the drama.
Yeah. Another fucking Philia
where I missed the really exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't get there till Friday afternoon. And that wasn't because I actually slept in with a hangover this time.
What?
Yeah. This was just because I decided to go later on. So I missed the drama.
When was the drama?
So the beginning of the drama. No.
There were many dramas. A series.
There was a series of dramas.
Yeah,
The morning drama, which I had obviously been completely oblivious to, had been this Rohita Gupta.
That fella, that one. Oh, sorry, not a fella. That woman. Yes.
I've said that wrong, so.
Yeah.
And that she basically started a Free Palestine
chant.
The opening. And sort of, anyway, I saw the video post this.
I didn't watch the video.
So I saw the post video. So just to say, in a nutshell, I knew there was stuff going on. I knew there was like some tensions.
Yeah. But hang on, in the video, does she actually, because what I read was she says something like, I fought against something all my life.
Yes.
You don't need to tell me
you
about the
harms.
You don't
need to lecture me about the harms. That is what she said.
Of Hamas.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So that is what she said.
So that makes it all right then.
And so I missed this. Missed that. But I was meeting my really adorable, lovely friend that I've been chatting to for 2 years and finally got to meet her. So she had been there.
Oh, amazing.
It was
amazing.
And so she'd actually been. So I think just to say that I was aware of some things and oblivious to other things. So disco night.
Yeah.
we had gone away to back to her house to get ready and get changed and eat food and faffed around and didn't get there till like 10 past 10.
Okay.
And we got there, right?
You're so cool.
We got there. Yeah. And I remember saying to my friend, I was like, oh my God, it's so lovely. Like, just the joy of all the women. And like, aww, we've been able to put those conflicts aside. And it's just so lovely to see everybody just having a ball, and it's the best disco in the world, and thinking like we'd all just come together after these tricky issues.
Oh, Claire.
Then went on Twitter on Monday.
Wow, there's your first mistake.
Yeah, so I hadn't been on Twitter at all until Monday, because what I did was I thought, what I'll do, right, is I'll carry on nattering till... 4 o'clock. Oh, carry on nattering a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, I'll just carry on nattering a little bit longer. Oh, fuck, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'll just text my friend and go, shit, I've not been to sleep. Yeah. It's 6 o'clock.
At your age, I'm very impressed.
At my age. So I got rocked back up at hers at like 6:30. And thought, you know what, I was fucking wide awake.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's just push through.
Oh my God, you never.
I fucking did. So I pushed through. I was so hardcore. So I pushed through and I thought, no, I really want to see the final, like, morning plenary thing with, like, Julie Bindle and Kate from LGB. And I really want to see, like, it was the Supreme Court sort of celebration thing. So I did it. I got through.
Wow.
And then I walked out of the venue at like sort of 11:15 and I thought, oh my God, I think I'm going to have a breakdown. So I just had to quickly get back to my friends and nap for the rest of the afternoon.
Good,
I didn't see anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I was visiting family. So then that's why I didn't see Twitter until Monday.
Yeah. But I think your experience is probably what the majority of women, it all was under
some of
the
it
rain.
Went over.
Do you know what I mean?
Heads,
I'm sure the vast majority of women went and had a really nice time and were completely oblivious to all the skirmishes going on.
It was a combination of sort of semi obliviousness.
Yeah.
As in,
so what tippled you then? Were people talking about it?
Well, I wasn't fully aware of like the thing in the morning, but then my friend had sort of, you know, then I'd sort of been filled in a little bit on what it was and what had happened on the there was just that kind of undercurrent, do you know what I mean? Of sort of tittering and a bit of like... And for me, I'd already felt really uncomfortable with the lack of discussion and representation about the rape gangs. I mean, that... nothing being on about that. I felt a consciousness of the kind of... You know, it was sort of there in the air, do you know what I mean? And that there's sort of like... The last time for Leon was pretty much the anniversary of October the 7th.
Yeah.
And the sort of lack of acknowledgement about what the women had been through there and da, 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 da. So, and on the Saturday, I popped out for a cig and, oh my God, it was just the maddest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. Mm. So you had like a little gaggle, like 3 or 4 of... trans and Palestine, so you know, chanting something along with a megaphone, chanting something along the lines of free Palestine, free trans people, you know, I mean, I can't even fucking, you know, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
We won't be free, trans, da da da. Then right next to them, a group of our women with the kefirs around their heads, with the Palestine flag shaggers, properly full on chanting Free Palestine. So these trans people, the trans little group, there's only about 4 of them, bless them, and they had like the socialist worker and they had both the flags.
Yeah.
So they were trying to chant at us.
But they were chanting.
But they were chanting.
They've finally come together.
And this guy, this lanky lad with his megaphone. It was like the confusion in his face absolutely fucking hilarious. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
it was
my. Just... We're watching a Venn diagram.
Watching a Venn diagram.
That's crazy.
So I filmed it all. I filmed this kind of like back and forth of this absolutely bizarre interaction. Wow. And they were so befuddled. They didn't know what to do with themselves because they were just kind of like, but you're the back. So I actually found it quite entertaining, that bit, just because it was so fogged up.
Fucking
hell. But I was also like, what's going on with our team right now? Why the need for this? And then the next day, and I'm jumping back and forth a little bit, but the next day there was a smaller group of women with the Israeli flag and going, rape is not resistance outside. And my heart was fucking going out for them because I was just feeling like, fuck, this is bad. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, they're obviously doing a sort of counter protest from the day before for the women in Philia that were doing the Free Palestine.
Okay.
and I was like, this is really uncomfortable.
I don't know about you, but I've been to two Phillies in the past, and both times when I was going out into like the city centres, Cardiff and Glasgow. No, maybe not so much Glasgow, only just outside the venue, but definitely in Cardiff. TRAs had been around to all the local businesses and been like, do you know there's a hate conference here?
Yeah.
And there was lots of like trans flags. And I felt walking around Cardiff city centre like, oh, we're a bit under siege here. People hate us and the bar staff hate us. And when you got back to the venue, it was such a nice feeling of, oh, right, we're back in, we're safe now.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how disappointing, upsetting it would have been to, on either side of that particular issue, to feel like, oh no, within Philia, there's this massive fissure.
Absolutely.
And you haven't got that respite from...
From this place of safety, absolutely. Yeah, it's a shame. Absolutely, and I kind of really felt that, and I just found it a bit heartbreaking. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was
really sad.
And, we all had to fucking deal with fucking trials smashing windows and doing all their usual. And actually, I'd seen the article from the, like, Brighton thing on the way, this the Argos, and it was just this, it was really threatening. It was basically these, I'd call them bish, bash, bosh.
The bish, bash,
bosh. Yeah. Who'd smashed all the windows. Basically saying, quite threatening, as in, like, you know, you're going to do this stuff, you expect response, expect something back. And so it was unnerving for me coming there, do you know what I mean? To the point where I was asking my super butchy, like, friend to come and meet me.
Yeah.
Luckily, obviously, they'd all gone, the protesters gone. And actually, in terms of the protesters, when I saw the vids, there was hardly, it was, what, 20 odd?
Yeah, it was a poor show. Odd. Well, they might have been at another march for something else around the corner.
I saw them Sunday morning when I went in, you know, because obviously I hadn't slept, so I was there nice and early.
Yeah. I'm so impressed with that.
I'm fucking hardcore. And that was bizarre, because it was kind of like, there was like this guy with it looked like a CB radio, and he had like a whole sort of black, like, I don't know if it was a balaclava and then a black thing and everything in black and some shades.
Yeah.
And then these like three women, is it, you know, like all that trans maiden type sort of thing. Like,
so
he's doing all the shouting.
Of course, yeah.
These trans maidens holding these things and doing some kind of performance art with a bit of blood on them, or a, do you know what I mean?
So moving. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
But again, not like loads. So I think sadly the internal conflicts kind of ended up overshadowing the external.
Yeah.
There's a lot to
because obviously I was watching it all straight away. Julia Long was like, oh, I've left already. It's the quickest I've ever left a feminist comment. I thought she'd been kicked out. Obviously preceding this, they won't touch Posey with a barge pole, will they? Sheila Jeffries was asked not to go. There was that other woman that was disinvited, and then she did an apology. And
yeah, I got a bit lost with that. I was aware of this thing with Sheila Jeffries, and apparently that was rammed. But I was a sort of, again, a bit late to the party. Hadn't kind of like
what did they kick her out for?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's like,
speaking to someone on the right, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Is this another Julie or somebody that... It wasn't Julia Long, it was someone else. It was another.
The Julies are catching up with the Helens. There's too many. So I was following it all from Twitter. The first thing I heard that there was a bit of a ruffling of panties was, so Julia Long saying that What's the Chops was leading a chant, and then Jewish women were upset.
Yeah.
And.
Which is completely understandable. Do you know what I mean? It's like what Julia Long said, there was absolutely no acknowledgement of the Jewish, of what had gone on in, you know, I mean, like, bearing in mind this is almost the anniversary.
Yeah.
And, like, we're just going to ignore the women that were raped and abused.
Yeah.
And killed then. We're just going to, you know, like, I think Julia Long just sort of said it really clearly, you know, like, if there'd been, like, a balance of that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think... Yeah, I think that...
But when you look at someone like Heather Brunskill-Evans, who's been so pivotal for...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Turfery and anti-gender ideology and, you know, all this sort of stuff. She wrote an article the other day. It was just like the rape October the 7th, it just didn't happen, and it's a complete lie. And she's very explicit in talking about how it was all a confected lie, and it didn't happen, and it's used to kill more Palestinians, to justify the deaths of more Palestinian people. Just outright denial of, like, rape as a weapon of war on October the 7th. God. And so when you're looking at that, say Julia Long versus Heather Brunskill-Evans, they're two diametrically opposed opinions that you can't really find a middle ground there. But hopefully the middle ground will be somewhere like Philia, where we could agree exactly. to, you exactly. think this, I think that, but we're united in this. So we're both, if we're going to mention anything, it's going to be balanced.
Yes.
But let's not, you know, parade flags in people's faces.
No, let's not do that. That's a fucking shocking idea. It's a really, it was just, you know...
And then the Maoists. Did you know about the Maoists?
I saw the... Oh, right. Yeah, well, this was the thing on the Monday when I went and, like, looked at the Twitter. So I think the... What were they called?
Victory for Women.
Yeah. So they're the two young women, aren't they?
Very young, very pretty, very...
So I think... So on the... So after... I'll come back to my workshop and everything as well.
Okay.
So, but after that, I was suddenly like, oh shit, there's a femicide march and we've all got to go and blah, blah, blah. So we all went along to this sort of femicide protest that was on the beach, and pretty much everyone was there.
It looked really powerful.
It was really amazing. Powerful.
Yeah.
And then women spoke and blah, blah, blah. And that young woman, one of those young women, spoke. I'm pretty sure it was her.
Yeah.
Now, I had no idea what she'd previously said or what she stood for or anything. Yeah. I'd not been to her thing where she was on the panel.
Mm.
And I was so impressed with her because she was talking about the women in Iran.
She American?
I don't know.
One's from America.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So she was talking about the women in Iran, and the power in her as a young woman, and that she was speaking for all the Iranian women who'd been fucking shot in the eye and all the horrendous things that happened when they took off the veil and the protest. And it was just kind of like, I was like, wow, what an amazing advocate.
Yeah.
For the women, for Iranian women, having no idea that she was connected with this. And when I was seeing all the stuff that she'd been saying, her and this woman.
I love Hamas.
Unbelievable.
A thousand October the 7th wouldn't have been enough.
Like,
I mean, at least she's...
off the fucking scale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's all these people that are like, you know, hedging their bets and trying to appease both sides. And then you've got these that are just saying it out loud. I suppose, yeah. Like, are we grateful that they're just being honest?
Well, this is fucking clear.
And then I saw a tweet from her today, I don't know when it was written, but she said explicitly that the CEO of Philia knew exactly what they were about and invited them. So
did she really know? Like, I mean, I'm not...
I mean, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because part of me thinks, like, would like to think that she didn't know that they were, like, Hamas supporters. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'd like to think. I don't know. I'd like to think that.
Can everyone just note my
I know,
diplomatic
your cynicism.
Silence here.
I know your cynicism. I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of like, maybe that's my naivety. I don't know, because I just think you can't platform somebody that advocates that despicable act on it. You just can't, you know, not a feminist, you know, these are fucking babies and children and women and young women and fucking dragged around the street. I mean, like, no, you cannot. That's not okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like hoping that is an error of...
I'm doing the chinny reckon movement.
Because you just like, no, I don't know.
I know they're very nice women and they're really lovely to like read their theses and their fucking PhDs, and they're really, you know, their books are interesting. 30 quid fucking academic text on the episiotomies of whatever.
I know.
They fucking knew, of course they knew.
Do you think they really
knew? I feel like, I mean, this might be a...
That they were that extreme?
I think that a lot of political movements, they really get a hard on or a wide on for young activists, young, sexy, dynamic activists, because it shows you that, oh no, look, we're not all middle class old ladies, we're not all menopausal old biddies. We've got young blood and they're really vibrant and exciting, and we're going to platform them, we're going to put them on panels. And I think there is a lot of that goes on. And so when you're, it's really attractive. Do you know what I mean?
It makes your movement look really sort of edgy.
Really edgy. And we've seen a lot of this as well this week. Like, young people are dickheads and they say all sorts of mad things. That idiot going, put the Zios in the ground, and now he's been arrested. Did you see that? The police raided his house.
Oh, I didn't see the police raid.
Yeah, and they've taken his dad, obviously goes like fox hunting or whatever. And he's got like these big guns, and the police are walking out of all these like firearms found at this guy's house.
Oh my God.
And it's obviously his like really rich dad that goes fox hunting, so he's...
Oh, of course. The thing that, okay, it's like deeply fucked, but seriously, you had to do a workshop to come up with...
Yeah, we've been workshopping this. Bar Black Sheep, had a ready roll. Like, fucking hell,
mate. We spent an hour workshopping this.
We're workshopping this.
What did we come up with? Yeah. We found something that rhymed.
Kind of. But it's such a shocking thing to say, you know, put these Zios in the ground. But you've been having these marches
every weekend for 2 years.
It's complete. It's not even like...
They're not think they're doing anything.
Yeah. Not to let him off the hook for what he said.
No. But it is like this, just like, oh, well, that. So on another tangent.
Yeah.
I was getting so fucking befuddled about what, you know, fucking Israel, Palestine, da da la 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 la. I just started listening to this book, and I just thought, fuck it, so it's what's it called? Oh, I gotta forget.
Harry Potter.
No, and the Israel. It's about Israel.
Yeah.
By this woman called Noah somebody or other. About like the history of Israel and like the kind of that already I'm only like a few chapters in, and it's like, okay, this is already really revealing.
Yeah.
And the kind of concept of Zionism and the way she explains what Zionism is was the sense that the Jews had been so persecuted over thousands of years, blah, 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 and like that had been their homeland, and the whole idea of trying to go back and create this safe space where they weren't persecuted, and that it had liberal ideas and it was quite socialist in its sort of concept, And I'm like, okay, well, this, you know, the narrative is Zionists are these kind of bad people who I don't, you know, want to just fucking take over everybody's land and dominate and blah, blah, blah. And then sort of reading that and listening to that and just being like, okay, I just don't know. But I'm like, the levels of misinformation is what I'm just trying to say.
Yeah. And then someone will go, yeah, but who's she that wrote that book? And what about this book that was written by this guy?
I know.
Ultimately the fissure there is too deep to ever be bridged.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not talking about in the world, I'm talking about in feminist circles, because they're both held, like, both opposing views are held so deeply. But the question is, you know, do we allow it to
destroy the movement?
I mean, I'm sure the organizers of Philly are
devastated,
but at the same time, you can't, like, even selling hijabs there.
So I put this is what I put on. So shall I just read you my notes?
Give us your notes.
I'll give you my notes. Okay, so rape gangs, anniversary October the 7th. Silos, not Read the Room, ironically needs to be inclusive. Hamas lovers platform, shocking tweets. Weird AGP, APG, whatever the fuck.
Who was the weird AGP?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Me missing all the drama again. Weird protest. Philly organisers must be devastated. So much work, tragedy to lose it. Unfair to say middle class women, my workshop refugee saved £1 a week. Consultation, reflection, Blackpool must represent. Rape gangs, victims, Maggie Oliver, please. Hijab sellers, ?
Okay. I did see I saw a tweet going, they're selling hijabs here. And I was like, fuck off, no way. And then,
I think I must have briefly looked at Twitter because I had seen that, I think, on the Saturday. And I was thinking, hijab? Because I was loving the stalls. There were so many fucking amazing stalls. In fact, when I got there, I don't think I got anywhere near an auditorium for like 2 hours because I just kept going on the stalls and chatting with women. I chatted to all these amazing women and I was all excited and I was just fucking everything.
Yeah.
I do know the stall in question because I saw a photo of it. Perhaps I'm just going to be like annoyingly controversial or fancy.
Please, yeah.
So I sort of feel like that's the least of the concerns.
Right.
I get the promotion of a hijab in a feminist conference is not ideal. But I'm not... I want to kind of say there's a choice, you know what I mean? Like, and I know that that's controversial. I just sort of feel a little bit like... It wasn't like a table that was just all hijabs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like a table with all sorts of different things for sale.
Yeah, chastity belts. Virginity pledge rings.
Yeah. But you know, like...
Scold's bridles. Yes. The usual stuff you find.
And I didn't actually see them, like, because I sort of tried to walk past and sort of think, is there something here? And I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I suppose what I'm just saying is, like, on one little corner of the table, it's not ideal. But the woman who was selling them was wearing an hijab, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just a bit like, maybe what I'm trying to say is, like, would that have been a big fucking drama thing if all the other shit hadn't happened?
It's
is that just like a kind of slightly inconsequential, not ideal, something that's open to discussion and debate?
Yeah.
To go, is that appropriate? Is it not appropriate? Why might it be appropriate? Why might it not? If all the other shit show hadn't happened.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been.
Because I suppose you can extrapolate and think, well, most of the pro-Israel people are going to see Islam as inherently misogynistic. So why are we celebrating or encouraging the sale of the symbols of Islam. Is that too far? Is that too much?
No, go on. Yeah.
And then the pro-Palestine people are like, well, obviously a lot of our sisters are Muslim and we need to represent and support them.
Yeah.
And that woman there, she's making money off selling these, so why couldn't... So it feels like, I don't know, how do you bridge that gap?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not asked that.
No.
Sort it out, Claire. What are we going to do?
I think in a way, like maybe I think it's a little bit of a, not like a red herring, but something that's just...
A red hijab.
That's, I'm not sure. But I think it's the rest of it that's the problematic stuff.
Yeah.
I actually feel like... And it's interesting that I feel like this because obviously I feel really kind of gutted and sad about the Jewish women feeling pushed out and uncomfortable, and I'm sure they did. I do feel pissed off that, you know, particularly around that anniversary, that there wasn't a... all women raped is wrong. All women abused, all women murdered, all women full stop.
Yeah,
and that's what the feminist movement should be about. Mm. And that's what this should be about.
Well, that's the thing.
It's just not okay.
Yeah. But what about...
No, they're not what aboutery. It's just kind of like...
I had a conversation with someone on Twitter. I was like...
Well, we can edit now.
Or we might just leave in, like, me. Oh, she's going upstairs for wine.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I thought the wine was upstairs.
Probably have a wee now, actually.
I'll be back.
That's all fucking awful, and I think not having that acknowledgement or space or platforming of Jewish women, some sort of space and acknowledgement that at the round about the 2-year anniversary is just fucking not good.
But do you remember me and you were at Philia in Glasgow on October the 7th, 2023, and Palestinian marches were happening, like, as I was reading.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The news on my phone, like, it was literally happening straight away.
Can I admit to being really oblivious because I was just splitting up with my girlfriend?
Yeah, you were just on a different planet. But I was very upset.
I was a bit unaware of what was going on externally.
But if you are completely convinced that there is a massive genocide happening, women and children are being disproportionately punished, how can you in good conscience go to the largest feminist conference in Europe and not say anything? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Do talk about it. Mm. I'm not saying don't talk about Palestine. Do talk about it. Do talk about what's going on with the women. But also talk about what happened on October the 7th.
Especially on the anniversary.
Because it's the anniversary and the women that... It's just kind of... It can't be one or the other. It's just not fair. Mm. Simply not fair.
But there does seem to be, like... I mean, I'm completely on the fence. I don't even have an opinion. But it's like, on one side, you've got, it's a genocide. What, do you love genocide? Well, of course not. And then the other side, like, rape is not resistance. That feels like too blunt an instrument as well. No
Surely no one is going.
They're denying that rape happened.
That's awful that the people are.
They are denying that systematic rape happened as a weapon of war. But I don't think anyone's going.
Yeah, that's okay.
So both sides.
Well, apart from these crazy women from.
That's a different kettle of kefir.
Like they clearly are saying that. They're very clearly saying that.
Yeah, so maybe I need to shut the fuck up.
Sadly,
but yeah.
So no one but them.
So Israel Palestine, right? We sorted that out.
Okay. So what? I want to talk about rape gangs.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Wow.
I do want to talk about the rape gangs because. Somebody I was talking to the other day, and it's kind of, who wasn't able to make it to Philia, and was sort of saying that, although obviously we want to understand, you know, you've got a global conference for women, you need to talk about what is going on globally, including Jewish women, and all of that is really fucking important, but we also need to be talking about what's going on here. And actually, it is set in the UK. The fact that there was nothing, there's just nothing. Now, a couple of women had said to me previously, Philly is not great with the great grounds. It's kind of, you know, they're not. And I was like, in my head, I was thinking, oh, no, surely they are. Surely they are. They couldn't ignore that. They can't ignore that. And then I scrolled through the Twitter for ages and ages, and I was like, there's nothing. There's nothing when, in the times where it was being brought up again, when we're talking about a national inquiry, there's just nothing. And I feel that really hurts. Like, I feel sort of on a personal level, like, I don't know why, it just feels like that.
It's fucking shocking.
It's really not okay, and it's kind of... We can't do that to those girls. We can't, as a movement, do that because everybody's done it to them.
But a lot of those girls are like grown. It's been going on for so long that a lot of them are grown women now. So even to talk about them in like it, and what really fucking annoys me about it is the fact that the women, the people who are supposed to be talking about it, don't. For one reason or another. Mm. So then the people that are left to talk about it.
You've got
Julie Bindle screaming from the rooftops. But she was like a lone voice for ages. Then one Tommy Robinson comes along and he picks it up.
It's getting whipped up into... Yeah.
Yeah. And then like your average person who's not like a Julie Bindle Substack subscriber, the only person you're ever going to hear talking about this... is Tommy Robinson.
Exactly, and we just, you know...
And then people on the left are like, oh, well, why do people listen to Tommy Robinson?
So does that even give more of an excuse not to discuss it?
Do
you know what I mean? Like, it's just because...
It's a right-wing
Because
issue.
It's a right-wing thing. It's like, no, it's not a fucking right-wing thing. It's a humanity thing. It's a woman thing. It's a female thing.
Yeah.
It's a fucking feminist thing. Mm. And it needs to be tackled head-on with... No fucking qualms. Yeah. None.
I feel though that horse has bolted because it's been so long coming and it's still not been addressed. You would have to talk about it and then you'd have to talk about why you were silent about it for so long. And that's so uncomfortable because...
Well, this was... So I can't say this firsthand, but So when I was running my workshop, which I'll come to...
Yeah, we need to. We've only got an hour. Yeah, go on.
So when I was running my workshop, one of the things that I wanted to go to that I didn't go to that my friend went to was about sort of rising misogyny, blah, 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 which this is where that fucking god-awful loony that's like... Hamas supporter was on that panel.
But
a question was brought up by somebody, I think it was Sonia Sadu, I think, about the rape gangs. And I don't know if it was the chair or this woman, Mariam Namazi, basically shut it down and said, and was like, no, we're not gonna... I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what was said, but shut it down. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So it's despicable, actually, that to me.
Did you see Posey Parker's broadcast on, I think it was on the Saturday? She was like, right, everyone that's in Philia, I'm sorry, But I think you're all a bunch of cunts. If you've stayed after the despicable way they've treated Jewish women, I'm sorry, but I've got zero respect for you because you know she likes to sit on the fence.
Yeah.
Posey just comes out and says it. And I thought, and now I'm hearing that, I'm like, wow, what would... I'd like to think if I'd have been there, I'd have been like, just like, this is fucking shocking.
Well, my friend, like the disco bit, because me and my friend had a conversation about it, and we're like, not okay. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And she sort of grabs Sonia Sodo. We're hoping to try and have a little chit chat because she was saying, can I talk to you about this? Because it was shut down. And I think Sonia was basically trying to go, no, you know, yeah, it's, this is a problem of not criticising the left here. Do you know what I mean? You can't, because an event I went on the Friday and we're talking about extreme Muslim, extreme Islam and what it's doing to women and how it destroys women and how it treats women. Do you know what I mean? But then we're not going to talk about how that's then affected girls in the UK.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who these men are here thinking that they can, that they're just nothing. Mm. Another conversation I had with somebody, and I completely agree as well, is that it's kind of like, it's set for Blackpool next time. You cannot, if you don't bring that issue up in Blackpool.
Mm. But then again, it goes to show, like, I'm not even going to talk about it in the past tense because all evidence points to the fact that it goes on today. It's not ended.
I know, it's not stopped. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, it goes on. It's not like those gangs were. It still happens today. A lot of people
they've fucking got away with it for fucking years. Of course it's going to go on.
No, literally. But it is, this is leading on to the Millie Hill stuff, which I'm sure we're going to get to, is that it was a problem that disproportionately affects working class girls. So it's
working class white girls.
So those philia organisers, and some of them do amazing work on violence against women.
Absolutely.
But it's like, well, if you're, I can't get my head around it. Like, you're looking at the plight of working class girls. Not all of them were white, but the vast majority were. Not all of them were working class, but the vast majority were.
Yeah.
But you're gonna try and protect.
Just ignore that.
Is Muslim men?
No, let's
Or Pakistani men, or however you want to label it.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around that.
And the problem is, the more exactly what you were saying earlier, the more we brush this under the carpet, and the more we don't face it full on, the more we don't look at it and stare it in the fucking eye, the more you put into the hands of people like Tommy Robinson, because we're not. Let's just fucking face reality here. Let's deal with reality. And it's kind of, these are thousands and thousands. This is mass rape in the UK of thousands and thousands of girls that's gone on for years, that continues to go on, that the damage it's done to those girls, those families, their children is, just incalculable. Mm. You know, you can't calculate that.
Yeah.
And, to not... fucking, it's racist. It's racist not to deal with it. Mm. It's absolute racism. It's because the definition of racism is you treat someone differently because of the colour of their skin. Mm. So you're treating both the perpetrators differently and the victims differently because of the colour of skin. I don't give a fuck what the colour of skin each of them are.
Mm.
But you are treating people differently, and that is fucking racist.
Mm.
It's got to fucking stop, this pussyfooting, ignoring, being fearful, not fucking being, how can you live with yourself as a feminist to not fucking give it, or as a woman, or as a mother?
As a human being.
As a human being, to not give a shit what these women have been through, what these girls, they were fucking children. And it's like, don't repeat this shit. This would not happen if it was the Catholic Church, because they're just white men. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, just stop it and fucking face it and deal with it.
Mm.
Like, where was Maggie Oliver? She should be at Philia. She should be at Philia. She should be fucking... the work she's done, the fucking shit she has been through to expose this bollocks and to help those girls. She should be fucking there.
But then there'd be less room for the Maoists. Won't somebody think of the Maoists?
I know. And I'm like...
Fucking hell. Anyway, so the disco happened and everyone got along and had a great time.
Yeah, I thought they were. I obviously, in my naivety, I was like, going, oh, isn't this wonderful? Yeah. I have to say, I've just clarified this, that it's like, I did not join in the conga.
Oh, that's because you're...
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No fucking way I was going to join in that.
No. Congering all the way down to Tommy Robinson. Wait, no, was the conga the... how are you splitting the faction, the other faction, which is the sock femmes versus the ultras, or the middle class versus the working class?
Okay, can I
or Millie Hills versus Asia?
Okay, we're gonna get to Millie Hill, aren't we? So I did feel a little bit narky about Kelly J. Keane's sort of like, I felt that there was this kind of like, everyone there just is middle class. Toss pots.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I can I just say?
Yeah.
That wasn't my experience.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's not my experience.
No, absolutely. Not your lived experience.
And not my lived experience.
Yeah.
And also, like, so I'm just going to, like, sidetrack to my workshop, which I keep bringing up.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get into
it. Okay, my workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is on the other note, just before the prelude to my workshop, is that I do also really deeply feel for the organisers right now.
Okay.
Like, because they must be just heartbroken. To put on, like, I've put on events, right?
Yeah.
And I know how much heart and soul goes into that. And these are, like, tiny in comparison with what Philia is. This is, like...
It's huge,
your
love
and life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is your... It becomes your absolute world. And to... You know, I'm not making what I'm just trying to say on a human level. Mm. It's like all the right, all the wrongs, all the fuck ups, blah, 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 to have created something that you intend, your intention has been to create this space that's fantastic and diverse and, you know, and vibrant and all those things. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Diverse as much as you,
Okay, wrong wording.
No, but I know what you mean.
I think what I'm just trying to say is that it just would be fucking devastating. It's just devastating. Yeah.
But, you know...
That is not saying that they're not accountable and responsible and aren't things that need to be looked at.
But you're going to ban Sheila Jeffries, but you're going to invite the fucking Maoists.
No, I know. I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying, like, if you really need to diverse, if you're going to be diverse and be diverse and you're so diverse, I'm so fucking diverse. Diverse. Like, what does diversity mean to you? Like, there are people of all different colours that agree with me.
Diversity of thought.
Like, we all need to agree with me and we all need to agree that this... But, you know, Sheila fucking Jeffries, come on. You're going to ban someone of that stature and then, you know, they've got people on their board that are... Anyway, so the disco happened.
Okay, yeah. The disco happened. I was talking about my workshop. That's what I was
talking about. The workshop. Yeah. Come on, because we're running out of time.
All right. And where are we up to? Okay. So anyway, my workshop was fucking ace and I absolutely loved it. And I had an absolute ball.
Amazing.
And it was a real joy. And, you know, maybe it was like a little bit of a like shelter from all that fucking stuff.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah. That was going on. And so I've never had a group as big as that.
Yeah.
So it had to go in the lottery thing because there was that, there was that much interest, which really surprised me because I was like, oh, fuck, I've clashed with, like, all these amazing work, you know.
Yeah.
Like, workshops and events and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think basically women needed a laugh. And they needed a break.
A bit of respite.
Needed a respite. So it was fucking rammed. And it was just such... Oh, fucking... Can we think of another word for diverse? Because I really hate it. Just reminds me of trans activists.
Yeah, it was really... I don't know, just say, like...
A lovely mix.
Yeah, a lovely mix.
A lovely
eclectic
mix.
Eclectic mix.
Eclectic mix.
Yeah, yeah.
Of women. From all sorts of... You know, just like a beautiful eclectic mix. And they all got totally into it. Everyone joined in. Yes. Everyone laughed. Everyone just kind of went for it.
Yeah.
And it was, they were just an absolute pleasure. And it was just things like, so there was this one woman, which is, again, you know, like Kelly K, Kelly Jeans, Kelly K.
That guy, yeah.
Mm.
Kelly K.
Kelly K. You know, there was a woman there that, like, God love her. So she was a refugee. I'm not sure if she was from China. I'm not sure of the situation, blah, blah, blah. Young woman. And sort of kind of, you know, getting everybody to try and think of, like, things. Anyway, she basically said that she had really struggled with feeling, you know, that being a woman just meant these awful things and terrible things and blah, blah, blah. She was getting £9 a week for where she was as a refugee. She'd saved up £1 a week to get herself to Philia.
Jesus.
Yeah. And we all just kind of massively applauded her. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, and I think that, you know, there was just so many... there was even a woman, which was really weird, I have to say, was really weird in my workshop, who, she was obviously a carer, and she had to go because the person she was caring for, it just didn't quite work, but I just said, look, just give it a go. And she actually said, in this kind of, like, when we sort of went round and were saying our little thing, and she basically said, I'm actually trans inclusive. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Do you know what I mean? But she was like, but I'm open about that. And I thought that was really interesting that she obviously still felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if sometimes people say they're trans inclusive because people don't understand.
Are they talking about trans understand. Men?
She must understand. I don't know.
Because I'm trans inclusive of trans, women.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what she meant.
Hmm.
And I was a little bit like, oh. And I said, well, that's cool. As long as you're okay, because then it may come out that we're joking. And she said, no, that's absolutely fine. So I suppose what I'm saying is that I'm sure there was a massive diversity of thought in that space. Anyway, it all went down like a storm. I had a fucking ball.
Yay.
And yeah.
So that's so nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, so will you be going back next year? A lot of people are like, but do you know what? It's like I said before, the vast majority probably just had an absolute ball, got together, met loads of boss women, and I've really enjoyed it both times I was there, you know.
I think a lot of people are going to feel... I'd like to think that, but then, like, you know, you're going to have to sort of then think that most women were just kind of like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's like, then it does matter. It does matter. So I think...
But the split between... obviously, there was a big skirmish with Jean Hatchett was there, and then Asia was there, and then Millie Hill saying that she felt intimidated. But did you read about all of this? It was fucking bonkers. And I've got a lot of time for Millie Hill. You know, I liked her books, and my kid got a period book, and it was great, blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
But she wrote
a Substack a few weeks. Did you follow all this?
I know, I did, yeah.
With Birdie Rose and slagging them all, naming them.
I know.
I'm just coming out,
like,
swinging.
I get that you want to... I absolutely get that there's concerns in the feminist movement, whatever you want to call it, that women are getting pulled to the right.
Because they want to talk about rape gangs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They want to talk about fucking things that matter, do you know what I mean?
Real things,
and the this whole kind of we're all struggling with the left and blah 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 blah. And I get that Millie Hill needed to air those concerns. I do not get why she needed to name women.
I know.
Like, what was that about?
Yeah.
What was she thinking?
On a paywall, behind a paywall. So it's like, I don't know, but I can't help
why
thinking
would she
like...
Name and shame. It was completely unnecessary.
For two of the gobbiest women on Twitter as well. Like, fucking hell, pick some victims.
Yeah, like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to come for Birdie Rose. Like, she's going to hand you your ass. And you fucking deserve
it's just,
it.
It's just unnecessary. She could have written that article without
but
naming
anyone. But it's
almost
like, I'm here in an ivory tower, and there are these characters down there somewhere. One's called Asia, one's called... But they're not, like, real people. And I see them from my Twitter, and I think they're very distasteful because blah, blah, blah. And then write your Substack. You know, you're a writer. I get paid to write whatever. But then see them in the flesh and shitting yourself. But apparently, she was standing in the queue, and Asia walked in... And nothing happened, and she shat herself. It was like, yeah, because you were slagging off a few weeks ago. Like, fucking hell. If you're going to pick a fight, back it. Do you know what I mean? Don't fucking chat shit on someone then.
Well, the disco, right? I don't know what the fuck, because obviously I was late. Like, literally late to the party. Not even metaphorically.
Yeah, both.
For a change. Fucking hell, I'm always late to the party. I'm missing always. But so I'd gone to Wetherspoons because that's where everyone goes, isn't it? That's where it's like this bizarre sort of invasion of Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
On a filial conference by like piles of like lesbians.
Yeah. Randomly.
So somebody said something and I said, "Oh, what happened? I didn't know anything."
Yeah.
And they said that this Jewish woman had got on stage and she wasn't very well and she'd took her clothes off or she was in her underwear or something.
Yeah, I read that. She was dancing topless.
And then, like, I don't know if she's waving an Israeli flag. I don't know. I'm not even sure. Saying something. And then in response, somebody came up with a Pali flag and were, like, dancing. But then I saw another video where it's, like... Okay, I thought maybe it was just the one person, but then you saw in the crowd there was other people
with Palestinian flag,
and you're like, "What are you doing?
Why bringing it?
Why would you bring it to the party?
Yeah.
And what are you actually trying to do?"
Well, no, actually,
what are you doing?
I saw something on the news that they'd actually stopped the Palestinian war because someone was waving that flag randomly at a disco. They actually done something. But yeah, like, what do you achieve? But I say this about it all the time. Like, we've got friends that are falling out with family members over this. And I think, what does it... Who gives a fuck what you think?
Yeah,
or...
so you're literally... Well, the only thing you... The only reason... I'm really sorry, but the only reason why you're going to go there with a Pali flag is to be provocative.
Because it's the core thing to do.
Well, why else do you know? We're at a party where you know that there's... Well, unless you're fucking completely siloed, you know there's different opinions. You know there might be Jewish women there. You still want to kind of make your point when we're all trying to kind of... Have
a nice time.
Have a lovely time at the
especially
end.
When you've had like a full day conference to get your serious points across.
So what the fuck are you bringing it with you for?
The disco is a bit of light relief.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for everybody.
Yeah. But the genocide
is... It's like, but you... What is this? I can't... I'm going to, like, get up and... Like, is this, like, really, like...
Claire is now...
Doing a sexy dance
doing
a
really
with a Palestine
powerfully
flag.
Erotic
is that,
dance.
Is that activism?
She's pulled a Palestine flag out of her knickers.
Beautiful, Claire. Yes. Is that activism? No, of course it's fucking not. You're actually having a ball. So what is the point you're trying to say?
So Jean Hatchett saw this and jumped up and tried to... stop them because Jewish women were upset, and then Lucy Massoud threw a drink over
this
her.
This is what,
and then I mean, it's like,
well,
do you know,
Claire Jane Jones.
Yeah,
there was a video of like I don't know,
trying to rag someone's phone. Anyway, what I'm saying is, I stopped watching Neighbours when I was about 17 because the drama. It makes me really sad because I've seen a few comments on Twitter like, oh, fucking hell, of course, a women's conference descends into... It's like, I just thought we were better than that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sad. I'm interested in your thoughts on the future of filia. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, it would just create a better silo for them because they won't women who are Jewish or are sympathetic to the Israeli or Zionist or whatever, they're not going to go.
No.
So you're going to just create a nice echo chamber. And next year, hijabs are compulsory. Did you see that? No kefir, you know, no ticket. No. Blackpool. Yeah, I thought Blackpool was an interesting choice because it has...
A very interesting choice.
Very disproportionately affected by gender ideology, absolutely, children in care.
Absolutely.
And Charlene Downs, you know, was lived in Blackpool. She was killed. Oh, it's a terrible story. Read up about that. Rape gang victim. So it's like provocative.
It is provocative.
Is anyone going to go? Everyone who considers themselves an ultra is now like an enemy of philia. And that whole, that fissure that's always been in turfery, like your head girls versus your ultras, that has now just been amplified. Very difficult to be a fence sitter. These splinters are going right they up really my arse because I am a watch made of chocolate. That's how Switzerland I am on this. I like to stay very neutral. but it's getting harder and harder because, you know, seeing the deliberate provocation of Jewish women, I think that's, it's unforgivable. So I personally would not go again. All the cool kids are going to Battle of Ideas now anyway, aren't they?
I know, you bastards.
So,
serious FOMO.
So that's coming up to the hour now. So thank you for your KAD dispatches from the front line.
Let's just quick check my notes.
3.5 minutes.
I think it covered pretty much everything apart from the weird AP.
Oh yeah, no, go on quick. There's always time for a weird AGP.
I don't know what that was about.
Was there actually a fella?
Yeah, there was a fella there.
Shut up.
Well, no, because you can have men. I didn't realise. Yeah. We're having a conversation about it, that men are allowed in Philly. Aye. Just generally, they don't come.
Yeah, why would you? Do you know what I mean?
But then they are allowed. But most men, I think the very few men that do, are pretty respectful, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, a weird, I don't know, tranny. Well, he was obviously a tranny on some level or other. So I'd gone out for a fag.
Yeah.
When I asked Stacey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stacey's there. Yeah. Shout out to Stacey.
It was like, okay, that's really peculiar. And he had all these badges on. And I was trying to read them without,
oh, he weren't like, that actually... little weird guy with the short hair and glasses,
no,
was
he? He had longish hair. He had a scrunchie, like a pinky red scrunchie in his hair.
Yeah.
And I was a bit... like, okay, that's a bit weird. And then he was just sort of talking as if it was perfectly normal that he would be there. And then he was like he had all these badges on. I saw one that said feminist something. And I was like, oh God, I'm trying to read it when I'm putting my fag out. And then when we were in the pub, we started talking to another people. And they're going, yeah, he's been freaking quite a lot of women out. Like, this one woman was saying that he'd followed, like, to this very specific... because we were talking about the thing that... men can come along, but there's a very specific women only, and he'd kind of walk down with them.
Ah.
Basically, it was making a lot of women feel uncomfortable. And on the final, in the morning, you know, when I didn't get any sleep, and I got to the talk, and he was there, like, and I can't, it was really, it was like having a fly in your ear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. And I was, so I kept watching his reaction, because they're obviously talking about the Supreme Court. And the ruling.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of sort of excitement in the room and a lot of kind of like constant like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had, we're just so bad with names.
Joanna Cherry.
Yeah.
And
then you had
Naomi.
One of the for Women for Scotland.
Oh, Marianne Calder.
Yeah. You know, and every time we were speaking, everyone was just like, yeah, like... And so I was watching his reaction sometimes. He was just sitting there sometimes with his arms.
But he was a mole, like, from the other side.
Well, I couldn't work it out. It's like, what are you doing here?
So he wasn't with it, like his wife or something?
No.
I think just wanting to be there as a fella is fucking
it's weird,
odd.
Isn't it? It's really weird. I think the other, like, there was a, like, when I'd gone out for that fight, there was a guy and he was like a technician. Mm. And then there was somebody was saying that there was some fella that was a solicitor that had been involved, you know what I mean? So it was kind of a very specific reason, but he was just there. And like, I'm like, what is he doing? I can't. Are you a mole? Why are you here?
Yeah.
But
he wasn't that poet, was he, that's friends of Julie Bindle, Kate John Went, was it?
No, it wasn't him. No, I would have recognised
him. Who was
him.
He? Listeners, if it was your fella and he's he's gone off to Philly for the weekend,
I don't know.
Let us know.
Because I was like, is he going and reporting this back? Why is he here? Yeah. Because I know that there'd been, like, some other infiltrators that had been chucked out.
Fucking so odd.
So it was really peculiar.
Okay, so I think we should actually call the episode Philly Boots.
Philly Boots.
I just thought of that.
I like that.
Okay, so are we going to wrap it up?
We'll wrap it up there.
Bursting
yeah.
for piss. Okay, I'll leave you to do the goodbyes.
Okay, so it's a goodbye from her. And it's a goodbye from me. And yeah, thank you very much for listening to our We Need to Talk About Philia episode.